Warning, this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. Your personal discretion is advised.
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, because it's news shoe time. Welcome back, everybody. Joining me, as always, is the spring defender, Benjamin Orr.
I really have to think of a new name.
Yeah, you really... I thought you would have had something better, but you didn't stop me, and it doesn't sound like you have something better. So guess what? No. You'll continue to be the spring defender, defender of the inappropriate comments that spring makes to other seasons.
Yeah, that's basically what it sounds like, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've discussed this before, so I mean...
But still, you need to come up with a better superhero name. Otherwise, this is it. This is what you're getting every week.
I'll have to think of something. So, if you have an idea out there...
Yeah, audience, please send it in. Know, I could use something. Anything other than the Spring Defender. Literally. Just fucking anything else. Anyways. Ben, today I did something... that I think I'm only going to share because it makes for such incredible online radio. Now, you and I haven't really talked about it. I mean, you know what I did today, but we haven't really talked about it. So Ashley, my wife, works at a country club, a very nice country club. And today was Easter, and of course they were having brunch, and they needed someone to put on an Easter bunny costume and take pictures and like hand out Easter baskets to the kids. Guess who did that, Ben?
I'm guessing it wasn't Ashley.
No, it was me. And I'll spare you all of the terrible things about it, because there were many. So let's just instead focus on what did I learn that was positive from dressing up as an Easter bunny at a country club for 3.5 hours. Here's what I learned. The Easter bunny as a concept is horrifying to children. However, kids are so stupid that their initial feeling of fear goes away the more they see you. Like, as they become more familiar with your presence, it breaks down their walls at an alarming rate. So, like, there would be kids who, like, would cry when they saw me come as the Easter Bunny, who then... like, as time went by, or, like, they didn't want to come near me or take a picture with me. And then by the time they left, they're, like, handing you things and, like, want you to be their lifelong best friend. It's very bizarre, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, I never really would have initially expected kids to cry at the Easter Bunny, but, I mean, young kids cry at anything.
I mean, think about it, man. And you're telling people that, in my case, a 5'11" bunny rabbit is breaking into your home and leaving you presents. Just in concept, like, that's a rough thing for kids to wrap their brain around, I think.
Yeah, it can be terrifying.
I mean, look, and this costume was terrible. The inside of the head of this costume, Ben, smelled like sweet purple Alabama Kush. Like, it smelled inside of this fucking fake rabbit mask. It literally smelled like somebody was just, like, marinating it in reefer. Like, it was unfucking believable how bad it smelled in there.
Is the job that bad to where it requires you to?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty bad. The other thing that I learned is that even though, like, you can fight through something and, like, be a trooper about it, there's still a piece of your soul that's kind of marginally destroyed because you're dressed as an Easter bunny. So, like, I felt like I now have lost any desire to be a part of Easter ever again.
Well, I mean, for the most part, nobody really knows who was inside the costume, so...
Oh, no. And I wish that the pictures that they were taking showed my true faces. Because the great thing about that mask, Ben, is that I could make whatever face I wanted. And I had to wear, like, mittens as my Easter Bunny hands. So, like, you know, you can flick off a kid sometimes. You can flick them off in the pictures. No one's going to know. So I had those minor satisfactions. I already kind of don't like Easter. It just doesn't make sense to me. It's Zombie Jesus Day and everyone's coloring eggs. And
what I don't get about it is, how did we ever get across the relationship between eggs and rabbits?
Well, it really just has to do with spring. Like, it has to do with, like, new, like, the start of spring, where everybody's humping and making families and everything is blooming. That's really what it comes from. So it's like a celebration of spring that got tied in to Easter through marketing, I would imagine. I have no...
It's like any other holiday.
Yeah, I have no evidence to back that up. But yeah, based on every other holiday, I'm going to assume that's kind of how it worked out. Because, yeah, Zombie Jesus has nothing to do with chocolate eggs pooped by cute little bunnies. But anyways, happy Easter, nerds.
It was funny. I got up this morning about 11:45. So technically it still was the morning. And I thought initially that it was Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, holy shit, I am so late for work. And then I realized, oh, wait, no. I looked at my phone and it said Sunday. I'm like, oh, well, heart attack avoided.
You almost died in your dream, which means you die in real life.
I feel like this was a plot point in Inception at somewhere.
I'm sure it was. It's definitely a plot point in The Matrix. Probably Inception 2. I never saw Inception, and I feel bad about that.
Really?
Yeah, I never saw it.
I've seen a movie you haven't seen.
Yeah, I've never seen Inception. And I feel bad about it.
I've actually seen Inception twice.
I keep waiting for it to show up on something for free, like Amazon or you know, Netflix, and it just never comes up. So I'm going to keep waiting now at this point.
I'm surprised that it isn't on Netflix.
Yeah. If it was, I would have definitely watched it by now.
So this is a plea to Netflix. Please put Inception on your
show. Help me out, Netflix. Help us all out. Maybe free subscriptions. I don't know. Maybe a little sponsorship. It could be fun for everybody. Another story I'd like to tell after my, you know, as my dog squeaks a toy because we're giving such riveting radio. So yesterday I worked at my whiskey chicken and donut shack. And I was working for the Wisconsin Badgers Final Four game. For those of you who don't know, I live in the state of Wisconsin. And sports are really all we have here. And I made an observation, Ben, that you probably have never seen in full force. But when a fan base in mass is celebrating, like, people become incredibly stupid. Like, I mean, you see evidence of it all the time, like when teams win the World Series and the town riots or something stupid like that. But, like, this Badger game, so the Badgers won, and they'll be playing in the national championship for the first time since 1941, which, for those of you playing at home, is World War II. So, anyways, it was a big deal. And Ben, people just spend money like there's no tomorrow. And it's very, I don't know, it's almost sad. You sort of realize how stupid people are.
I mean, I don't want to rain on their parades or anything.
But you're going to. I know your shtick. All right, what do you got?
But at the end of the day, it's just a game. It's just a sport. And to go that full out over it is kind of ridiculous because You work hard for that money and you just blow it on something because a team won a game? Like, I don't know. I just never got that.
I mean, I'm talking about people paying $35 per shot for this, you know, 25-year aged whiskey, and they're buying 8 shots of this, and it's $35 a shot, and you tell them like 3 times, it's $35 per shot. Not 35 total. So it's 8 shots at $35 a piece. And they're like, yep, line it up. And you just go, ugh. Like, how can you just do that? That is an insane amount of money. And now I'm not going to complain about it because I was one of those 8. So I won't complain about it. I'm just saying it is very distressing that sports, we treat sports almost like we treat religion.
Yeah, and in America, you know, that obviously that's going to come with everything being blown out of proportion and so overdramatic, you know. And it's kind of sad almost, but, you know, and it's funny because I was born in North Carolina. And when my parents lived down there, like ACC basketball, like Duke and North Carolina and NC State and all those, that my parents would say that literally that was like a religion down there. And so I always thought that was kind of funny that people take sports that seriously. Like, I mean, you know, I like baseball and the Packers, which are in football, but, you know, I'm not going to lose my mind over it. I never got, like, why if a team wins the World Series or something, they riot. If they lose the World Series, they riot. So either way, a town's getting destroyed.
Yeah, it's really dumb. That aspect of sports, I'm like people in Kentucky last night, like, started fires in the street. I'm like, your team was 38-1. Like, you made the Final Four. Like, grow up. Just deal with it. Don't fucking riot. That's ridiculous. It's just absurd. But anyways, but like, even though rioting seems super ridiculous, the celebration on the other end is equally as ridiculous. Like, it was very exciting. It was a great game, and I was very excited. But at no point did in my brain go, boy, you know what would be really awesome is if I dropped $300 on one shot of alcohol.
And you know what might happen to these people in the future, Lou?
What's that, Ben?
Maybe they'll get shocked by lightning.
Oh, no. That would be terrible.
Just like in our first story.
That was good, Ben. Very nice.
Story reads, karma is a cock.
No.
Lightning strikes 7 people in cockfighting ring. 3 die. So it's kind of tragic. Gamblers in the boring village in Lumajang, East Java, somewhere in the world, probably did not expect to face Mother Nature's wrath when they inhumanely pitted roosters against each other in an illegal cockfighting ring. Heavy rain poured down and lightning struck, and basically 3 people were killed as a result. 4 other people were injured. The 3 people that were killed, I mean, obviously they died on the spot. The 4 were taken to a hospital, but they have since returned to their families. There's no condition on the roosters. We don't know about those.
The condition is they're fucking roosters.
Yeah. But the point is, karma's a bitch.
I mean, is it, though? You know what? From what I heard, though, the match that they were watching, Ben, had a shocking result.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, it's a pun. Oh.
Wow. Okay. It's going to be like that this week, huh?
I did not even catch it.
You didn't catch that I used the word shocking for them getting zapped?
It just didn't really jolt me, you know?
I don't know if karma's the right... Oh, Christ. I almost went right through that. I almost steamrolled right through that shit. Man. I guess
it's a real charge out of me.
Yeah. I've always thought that illegal gambling was a real cockadoodle don't.
You're getting just as bad as I am.
Yeah. It hurts, doesn't it? I told you 2015 is the year of Lou doing puns.
Lou, are we going to have any listeners? Just left at this point?
Yeah, I think probably. I think that it's probably the end of the show. We'll never.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good night, everybody. I think it's funny that, like, if you're going to have cockfights, like, I feel like you should definitely have them indoors anyways. And hear me out on this, Ben, because roosters have wings, you see, Ben. And so by having the fights outside, at any time, they could choose to just sort of get out of there. So I feel like doing it inside is a much better reason to have a place to have your fights. So this was really an avoidable tragedy is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I don't know how technically advanced East Java is, which for those of you who know anything about computers, Java is a programming thing. But Java as in a country, I'm assuming, I don't know where that is. I don't know how far they are into technology, but you would think they'd still have like a weather report on what's going on, and like seeing, oh, gee, there might be a chance of storms today. Probably shouldn't go outside and cockfight.
Ben, do you know? Do you not know another thing that's called Java, other than the computer programming system?
Coffee.
There you go, Ben. Now put it all together.
Java coffee.
Right, and this country is called Java. So what do you think? What do you think comes from that place?
Oh, coffee.
Yes, not computer programs. I'm just, you know, I might be wrong. I'm just floating that out there, though.
Makes sense.
Yeah, see, there you go. Sometimes, Ben, I just need to put the puzzle pieces together for you. I kid. So here's something great. I understand that your country is poor, and I understand that, you know, entertainment is hard to come by in places like that. You know, they don't have touring Broadway shows or Cirque du Soleil or the Barnum and Bailey Circus. So you have to make do with what you have. You have a lot of chickens. You have a lot of metal wire. And you don't have a lot of money, but you have enough, apparently, to throw it away watching roosters kill each other with their beaks. Boy, when I spell it out, Ben, it just sounds so pointless.
Looking at it as in, obviously, it being illegal, and like you brought up with it having indoors, you would feel that if they know it's illegal, you would want to hide it as, you know, as much as you could and not have it out in the open to where you're going to get shocked by lightning, because that tells me that it's outside and they don't care.
And like, even in T-ball, if there's lightning, you, like, you're holding a metal stick, like, that's the end of the game. Let's go. If you're having a cockfight and the cocks are being held in a steel, like a steel cage ring, that's your fault. You should have called the match when the lightning kicked in.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe it was an intense fight and they just couldn't tell what was going on, but either way, I feel like if there's indications that it starts to get cloudy, maybe there's a rumble of thunder, that's a pretty good indication that storm's coming, so I would feel like you would be able to tell that pretty easily, whether or not, you know, you should say, hey, let's abandon ship and get out of here, because I feel like the $3 you just put down for a cockfight isn't really enough to risk your life on.
Ben, what do you suppose they charged to get in there?
Well, I currently do not know the currencies of East Java and what they translate to in American dollars.
Coffee beans, Ben, obviously.
Coffee beans, okay. Jeez. Coffee beans and cocaine?
Probably. Yeah, probably cocaine. Maybe heroin. I don't know. Could be all of the above. Maybe they make a fine Metamucil. I don't fucking know.
Maybe it's the weed that you found inside the bunny head.
Yeah, there wasn't any weed in there. If there was weed in there and then it smelled like weed, this would have been a very different story and very different conversation.
Yeah, I can see that. But maybe it was the person that was in there before they got the weed from East Java.
From East?
I don't know.
No, he probably just got it from some other guy in Wisconsin. Or maybe Illinois. It could go either way. I'll tell you what, though, Ben. I can honestly say I've never been to a cockfight. I don't know what kind of people go to cockfights. But I would imagine that these poor gentlemen who died, like, they died, and then the friends were just like, well, we better go toss them in a hole somewhere and let their spouses know. Like, I feel like that's the type of country that this is. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that. It just seems like, you know, they don't really care a lot.
Like, could you imagine, like, going to the families of these people? Like, your husband died at the cockfight. But isn't that a fight between roosters?
And, like, imagine...
Yes, but still.
Imagine if his wife, like, had forbid him from going. Like, he was stealing money from her for years to go to the cockfights. And she, like... Rather than being upset, she's just fucking mad at him. She's like, oh, that motherfucker. I told him not to go to those cockfights anymore.
Yeah, I can't imagine what that would be like, though. You know, trying to tell them, well, yeah, he's dead because of this. And somebody's either going to be happy, sad, or really irrelevant to what just happened.
Yeah.
Either way, I think it's kind of funny, though, that they got shocked for illegal cockfighting. Because, you know, hence, you know, the term illegal.
Well, but, you know, It's only illegal to the effect that, you know, you can't have more than four chickens in the same room together. I'm just kidding. I don't think that's necessarily true.
I say, what is this, like China's one child policy?
I mean,
you can only have four chickens in one room at one time?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, that's very, it's very conscientious of you, Ben, bringing awareness to the Chinese child limit laws.
Well, I think they finally, I think they upped that, though. I think it's now two children you can have in China.
Sure.
Don't quote me on that, though.
Yeah. You know what happens when you have a lot of children, Ben?
What's that, Lou?
Well, you have buildups. And sometimes you just gotta let them ride. Like the lady in our next story. It was a reach, but I'm gonna take it. A woman
just like she did.
Yeah, I kind of cheated. A woman's.
No, I said just like she did.
Oh, just like she. Oh, good, good. I also cheated. A woman squirted breast milk on a police officer and got charged with assault. A woman in Western Australia was denied bail this week, and is being charged with assaulting a police officer with her breast milk. She was being strip searched after being arrested on an unspecified charge when, quote, the incident occurred, end quote. She apparently grabbed her own breast and squirted milk onto the face, arms, and clothes of the female officer patting her down. Now, Ben, because it's a female officer, I'm not even going to lie to you. I immediately thought, oh, well, they were just shooting a porn and somebody mistook that for what was happening. But that's not what happened here.
No, because the lady, Miss Erica Leder, who is a woman in question, has had a previous conviction of assault against a police officer and has been ordered to undergo a mental health examination, which really becomes as no surprise because...
You mean because she sprayed breast milk all over a police officer?
Well, that, and she has a history of apparently assaulting police officers with God knows what other tactics besides just breast milk.
I mean, what other fun things could she do? Blow snot on them, hawk loogies on them.
Drawing them with Sharpies.
Drawing them with Sharpies, pee on their feet. Take a dump on the hood of their car.
That actually happened around here.
That's 0% surprising. You can't see my surprised face right now, but...
I can't, like, I
it looks exactly, it looks exactly like my regular face. Just like I'm not really that surprised that somewhere in the fucking boonies of Western Australia, some lady was like, this cop has given me a bad rep. What can I do to right this wrong, defend my honor? Oh, I know, titty milk.
You know, I'm going to be honest, I didn't know... Like, people actually lived on the west side of Australia because I figured that was all barren desert. I thought everybody else...
Yeah, the people who live on that part of Australia are kind of fucking batshit crazy. Like, those
people... It's kind of like the Florida.
Yeah, those people are, like... Those are the people who, like, all have, like, ATVs and fucking live in tents and, like, have a dingo as a pet, eat kangaroo... kebabs, like it's all desert, like it's 100% desert. So like this lady wasted perfectly good breast milk. You know how hard it is to get milk on that part of Australia. Gross. I can't even finish that statement.
I mean, I'm assuming she has a kid, but it doesn't say that though.
No, but I mean, I'm gonna at least assume she has a child, because I don't think it just works like that. I think it's something that, like, kicks in.
Yeah. I don't understand why... What naturally occurs in the brain to where you're like, I have to do this now to this officer because they're searching.
I told you, she was, like, defending her honor. Like, when someone insulted you back in the 1700s, you took out your white glove and slapped them across the face. And then you went out in the front yard and took out your pistol... And you walked 10 paces and turned and shot. And the last.
Well, that's a whole different ball game, though. What honor is she defending here?
She's defending the honor of her probably getting some chicken ass ticket from this lady cop, who's clearly a lesbian and probably loves booby milk.
So you just want to make this into a porn? That's all you
want
to do.
Ben, I can't fucking help it. What do you want me to do? Like, a lady cop pulls over a woman with engorged boobs from assumably breastfeeding. And she's like, oh, I better pat you down. Dude, it plays out like a porn. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm not gonna sit here, really? I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like porn plots are very intricate. That's why this is perfect.
Really, I can outfault your logic here. So, I mean, it is sound.
I appreciate that. And, I mean, it is. It just, I can't help it. I'm sorry, but I really can't help it. It just is too, it's too perfect. I want to watch it. I'm just saying.
maybe you should direct it instead.
Yeah. If anybody's listening, you're getting gold again for free on this podcast. You don't have to pay us anything. I mean, if you're going to make this, though, you got to at least, you know, maybe.
Let me, you could pay us.
Visit. But... let me, like, visit the set or something for shooting.
visit the set, because we have such a great setup here at our...
Right.
At your table on my desk.
Yep. It's perfect. For the pod. Okay. So, Ben, let's play, like, a weird role-playing game. So it's said in here that she got it... she effectively got it all over her. So now, at what point as a police officer do you not notice that you are being hosed down with breast milk? Like, how did she get your arm, your chest, your face? You know, like, how did, like, what were you doing that you didn't notice?
The only thing I can seriously and actually and truly think of is... the female officer was writing, like, on a notepad or writing something down, and she wasn't paying attention. That way, that gives you the range to do all of that in a very small vicinity.
But again, like, wouldn't you even hear it? Like, haven't you seen, like, police officers' jackets or, like, if it's – well, and even – let's say it's the Australia desert. It's 120 degrees. Are you telling me you're not going to feel – like, you're not going to feel piss all over your arms, your bare arms?
No, I'm not saying that, but you're not going to notice it until it's too late if you're distracted by something, which is...
yeah, but what I'm saying is that in the description, they say that she, like, covered the lady police officer in boob milk.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying is the lady officer was writing a ticket for something. She was writing something down. And when she wasn't paying attention is when this Erica leader decided to squirt the breast milk on her. That way she got it all in the vicinity, and when she realized that she was squirted with it, it was too late. She couldn't do anything about
it. Now, all right, so fair enough, but let's move on to the real question here. Is Jumbly Juice, is that really assault? Like, what is the worst case scenario here? Like, she obviously didn't think this through. There's no discernible way that breast milk is something that could harm a police officer. Agreed?
Yes, no, I don't know. If it gets in her eye, maybe.
No, I mean, and you can say, okay, well, it's a slippery slope and it opens the door to pissing on police officers because it was that or blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, no, that's not the same thing. Like, you can charge her with something. You can charge her with disorderly conduct. I don't understand the assault charge. Is what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't fit to me. There are other ways you can ticket this woman for being kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, because I guess from watching episodes of Cops before, I mean, people have done things, and I mean, they've obviously been subdued by officers, but I guess it depends on what the action is and if it's intending to at all harm them or cause, you know, something to happen to them. I think it's dependent on what the assault is categorized as. Now, I know it's a very broad term, but I think it depends on the intent. So it could have been like assault with intent, to where it's not exactly assault, but they intended to do it. I'm not exactly sure how charges go in Australia.
I just don't think that nipple nectar is the type of thing that should be treated like it's a weapon. Like, you charge someone with assault for coming at you with a knife or trying to hit you with a baseball bat. Like... well, what? Oh my God! Like, if you're telling your friends, you're like, "Oh yeah, somebody. I had to write somebody up for assault." Your other cop friends, and they're like, "Oh man, what happened? She sprayed me with titty milk." Wait, what? What do you mean you got assaulted? Yeah, man, she just came at me out of nowhere. With booby milk? Yeah, with booby milk. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, I don't know. I think assault is the wrong. I think they got this wrong, Ben. Is what I'm trying to say.
I don't know. I would say it depends on the definition of what they're defining assault as, per se. But I don't know. I'm not the law.
I think we've proved indefinitely that I can talk about boobs and booby milk for an unnecessary long time. Unnecessarily? Does it need to be unnecessarily long time? Can I just say unnecessary long time?
You know, it could have been an unnecessary long time, Lou.
Oh, what's that, Ben?
Story number three.
Thanks for the save, pal.
So, growing up, you know, everybody goes through this. They lose teeth. And usually it can take a long time. Sometimes it doesn't, though, because, you know, you do the old string to the tooth, to the door trick. You just keep fidgeting with the tooth to hope that it goes away. Or you do what one Florida father did, and you tie your son to a Chevrolet car. So I make that sound a lot worse than it is. What the father did, who, by the way, the father is a pro wrestler who goes by the name Rob Venomous. So,
Ben, yes, that wrestling name is almost as terrible as your Spring Defender name.
Yeah, I know. So the man's real name is Robert Abercrombie, which really isn't much better.
Yeah, that makes it sound like he changed his name to Abercrombie because he thought it would be cool in the mid to late 90s to tell babes that he was the first part of Abercrombie and Fitch.
I was thinking Fitch was taken.
Yeah.
So what Mr. Abercrombie did was he got in his Chevrolet Camaro. He tied his son's
Say that again for me. What's the name of that car?
Camaro?
You have got to be shitting me right now, right? Like, this is... Did Don put you up to this? What is happening right now? Ben, when have you ever heard of a car called a Camaro?
I don't know Chevy cars.
You've never heard of a Chevy Camaro? Ever? Not one time have you ever heard someone say, ooh, look at that.
Oh, barrel. Okay.
Oh, my God, Ben. You can't be serious.
This is like the Scots thing all over again.
This is so much worse than the Scots thing, Ben. Oh, my God. A Camaro? Are you kidding me?
I was being proper about it.
You were not being proper. You were being ridiculous about it.
Okay, so Mr. Abercrombie tied his son's tooth to a string. And I believe he tied it to like the license plate area or like the tailpipe or whatever to the car. And he drove off. Not at a very fast pace, so it wasn't like going to drag the kid along, and the tooth comes out. So nothing was – the kid didn't like get, you know, thrown onto the ground and dragged with the car, because that would have been some really extreme floss as well if that would have happened. But I've heard of more – I take that back. I don't think I've heard of more creative ways to do this, but it's certainly reckless.
It is reckless. It would be more reckless if he was driving a Chevy Mustang or maybe even something like a Dodge Charger. So, you know, it could have been a lot worse. He could have been in his Sobra, you know, maybe even his El Samino. So you really never know, you know, what you're going to get with a car. But I'm glad this worked out. I literally just wanted to make fun of you for that entire stretch, and I think I succeeded.
It happens all the time.
No, it doesn't. Not as badly as you did earlier. It doesn't. It shouldn't be. Ben, you're doing this is happening more and more often. I don't know how much more my heart can take. All right, back to the story.
Back to the story. I mean, and I'll ask you this. I already know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Does this surprise you this came from Florida?
Of course not. Like, it's the only state where this makes sense. Where, like, a grown man would be like, don't worry, man. I know how to get that tooth out of your head. And he walked out there and tied the tooth to the fucking spoiler of the car.
And when you watch the video... It looks like the gap that it creates when the tooth is pulled out, it looks like there were two teeth there that were pulled out.
Well, he might have lost one earlier, and this was the second one. Yeah, but, like, I thought the thing that was interesting about the video was, like, he barely, like, flinches even.
Yeah, the guy's revving this Camaro up, and
like
the kid's just like, eh, whatever, usual day in Florida.
Yeah, like I actually didn't realize it had happened right away. Like when it actually happened, I hadn't realized that it had happened. Like I needed him to react to it, but he didn't. He took it like a gangster for a little bit there.
And he turns around and he goes, it came out. I'm like, well, yeah, I would hope so. If it didn't, I'd be a little concerned.
But the Tooth Fairy ain't going to want your busted-ass highway tooth.
Lou, if you had a kid, you would never do this.
No, but I also wouldn't put it past me to do something weird to get it out and try to convince the kid that it's a perfectly normal way to do it. I don't know.
I mean, I don't want to, like, completely just rip this guy, because the kid was willing to do it.
You don't want to do that, but that's exactly what you're going to do, so let's have it.
But it seriously could have ruptured his gums, though. Had that gone poorly?
That's true.
And I don't know. I feel like, obviously, that wasn't the most thought-out plan, but this is why kids... Well, kids shouldn't be listening to this show. This is why parents... let your kids just have a tooth fall out naturally.
Look,
don't do this.
Look, Ben, this kid was doomed from the start. His dad is like a low-level professional wrestler.
This is true.
Like, he's not in any, like, he's not like a wrestler you've heard of. He's just some fucking semi-pro wrestler with a terrible stage name. Fucking in this corner, Pete the Tortoise. And in the other corner, the Spring Defender. Can he beat Pete the Tortoise?
I don't know. Can either one of them beat Rob Venomous and his Camaro teeth-pulling tricks?
Let's talk about that for a second. Do you think that this was a situation where, like, when he was trying to come up with his stage name, he was trying to impress some chick at a bar, and then, like... she was like, I have a great idea for a name for you. And then she told him, and he was like, yeah, that is a great idea. And he's told her that to get laid, but then it, like, he wanted to get laid more, so he just kept telling her, oh yeah, I'm totally going to use that name. And then eventually he had to come clean and actually either use it or get off the pot. So,
and then he found out that they found out that she was pregnant with their child, and that's who this kid is.
Yeah, that all could be a true story, because why else would you have such a horrible wrestler name? Like, what is his shtick? Does he wear snake skin or something?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Rob Venomous. That's terrible. That's not even moderately good. Your regular name is just as acceptable.
He could have just gone with his regular name.
Bob Abercrombie is like if that was a wrestler's name, I would almost be horrified, because then you're just like, oh, it's just some regular dude. In this corner, Dave Peterson. And in this corner, the Stingray.
I think the Stingray would be a little more intimidating
than Dave Peterson. Yeah, I feel like probably. But he's also unassuming. He's a crazy man. Peterson.
Dave Peterson also sounds like he'd be like a CPA or something.
You know, Dave Peterson ain't nothing to fuck with.
Well, he's not the Wu-Tang Clan. Let's be real here.
That you know of.
True. It could just be the GZA in disguise, but who knows?
Maybe. You mean the GZA? Ben, you delightful scamp. All right. So what did we learn? If you're going to get creative, don't do it. Don't tie your kid's mouth to the car. Like, yeah, it worked out, but like... your brain should, like, add those things up and tell you that it does not compute. Like, if...
Yeah, not a good idea.
Like, you should type that into your brain calculator, and it should come back with just the word error.
Well, I feel like in Florida, they would go to think, and you just start seeing smoke rise from their ears.
Yeah, so that could be. Speaking of smoke rising from their ears... Let's go to story number four. The headline reads, Dean sues pizza delivery guy for $14,836. A pizza delivery kid by the name of Giovanni Bencini took a wrong turn on November 1st of 2013. He delivers for a pizza chain. He got lost. The GPS told him he was in the right spot, but he wasn't. And when he went to knock on the door, he was met by a crazy old man with a gun. There's some he said, she said, but the pizza delivery kid was the one who actually called 911 and filed a complaint with the sheriff's office. Well, then this other guy who pulled a gun on him hired an attorney and got a private investigator because it turns out that this Dean guy why can't I find his full name, Ben? Do they ever give his full name or do they just refer to him as Dean?
Well, his name is – he's Senator Charlie Dean.
There you go. Thank you. Senator Charlie Dean. So, yeah, so it turns out that this guy is a dick senator. And now this guy wants this kid to pay for his private investigator and lawyer because he believed that this kid was trespassing on his lawn and was, I don't know, trying to gather secrets? I don't really know what to make of this, Ben. But what I do know is that this old man pulled a gun on a pizza delivery kid on his property and tried to sue him. And I just find that to be so nonsensical.
Which to me would seem, if I was the Senator Dean and I found out that a pizza delivery boy was almost robbed on my property, that maybe this guy was going after me. But he just happened to find the pizza delivery boy first. So why wouldn't you be more sympathetic to the cause of the pizza delivery boy?
Yeah, I this guy is a multimillionaire, this Senator Dean. He's a millionaire. Like, why is he doing this? Like, this pizza delivery kid was just in the wrong neighborhood. Like, it just seems ridiculous to me. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like this guy, this Senator Dean, like, was trying to pick a fight. He was a small-town girl looking for the fight of her life.
Living in a lonely world.
Oh, Benjamin. How do you know that reference?
Everybody knows that song by Journey.
It's not a Journey song, but I appreciate that you knew the reference in the first place.
Yeah, it is. Don't Stop Believin'?
I was not quoting Don't Stop Believin'.
Oh, well, I was.
Oh.
Well, then we were at a crossroads here. Kind of like this kid.
Good one.
Because I just don't understand. Like, if that was Dean himself, if he placed himself in the shoes of the pizza delivery boy, he would have to see how asinine it would be to sue the kid. I'm sorry, you're not going to try to, A, find the guy who was, you know, holding him up instead and pursue legal action against him, but the pizza delivery boy?
Don't pizza delivery boys have enough shit to worry about?
I don't get it, you know? I mean, they've got robbing them is, you know, obviously their number one priority, but, you know, like a flat tire or, you know, they're supposed to hit a green light and it turns red. I mean, there's a lot of stuff they have to worry about, like getting tipped as well.
I mean, being a pizza delivery guy has got to be hard, but, like, when somebody comes at you and they're, like, flashing a gun, like, your impulse is just to get the fuck out of there. And then when they're like, that guy wants to sue you, like, I don't even know what his case would be. I would countersue for being a total and complete fuckhead. Can you
count? Oh, you know what it is. Is there wasn't a third guy.
What do you mean? Yeah, I know there wasn't a third guy.
Oh. I don't know why I thought there was a third guy.
What? Who's the third guy?
I thought there was a guy trying to rob him.
What? No. It's just the senator and the pizza kid.
I'm sorry, my brain mistook this for something else. But yeah, okay, now it's even worse.
Jesus, you thought there was a third person involved, which would make this not really that big of a deal. But, you know, the pizza delivery kid just thought he was at the right place to deliver a pizza and a crazy...
Okay, so yeah. Well, then why is your natural instinct to pull a gun on a pizza boy?
Well, that's the thing is that I think that's a national problem is why are you drawing the gun first? Use your words.
I mean, I get that we live in a society that shit is scary and people, you don't know their motives. I get that. I clearly get that. And you want to defend yourself. But not everybody is a criminal. Not everybody is a bad person. And some people are just, you know, literally lost in where they're going. Not really metaphorically, but kind of like he doesn't know the area. He's trying to find the house to deliver the pizza for. And you're going to pull a gun on him because he's on your property? I mean, this is literally the epitome of get off my lawn.
I mean, it's way worse than that. It's like, get off my lawn, and then I'm going to try to sue you and get a private investigator to prove that you're some sort of, I don't know, what, lethal assassin? And not just the simple Italian delivery boy you claim to be? That's the part about this that they don't really talk about or address is, like, why did you get a private investigator? Why was that, again, why was that your first mode? Like, doesn't his car have a little shitty thing on top of it? That says, I'm from the pizza delivery place?
Wouldn't he be wearing a uniform and a hat and have the pizza in his hand?
I feel like this senator is just a paranoid, delusional fuckhead and shouldn't be in office.
Like I said, you know, I get the fact that it's dark out. You don't know who that is. I understand that. But if he's not going to come to your... Say he comes to your door. And he says, oh, I have a pizza for you guys. He goes, is this the right address? You could just say, no, that's the door next to us. That's all that interaction needs to be. Not pull a gun on him and scare the kid, you know, for the rest of his life and probably not want to deliver pizza anymore.
I don't understand why the senator isn't having charges pressed against him for flailing a gun around. Like, I feel like that's something that should be addressed, but it won't be.
Well, there's no issue with that because I'm sure he has a license for the gun and he's allowed to have it on his own property. There's no issue with that. It's with the actions that he took with the gun, which is, you know, pointing it at somebody who's not a threat and somebody who's, you know, an unarmed civilian that's not, you know, attacking him or assaulting him. That's the issue. The issue isn't that he has a gun.
The issue, Ben, is that pizza delivery boys have been discriminated against long enough. It's time for them to rise up against their oppressors and say, we're not going to take this crap anymore. We're going to fight back. We're going to take craps on people's lawns who chase us with guns. That's all I got.
No, this is why we need, like in Back to the Future 2, this is why we need those instant pizzas instead. Problem solved.
Problem solved. Another problem solved by instant pizza.
Because, I mean, really, who doesn't want instant pizza?
I don't know. Ooh, bagel bites.
Well, bagel bites aren't really instant. You still have to warm them up.
Well, they're pretty close to instant. And they're delicious.
Yeah, I won't.
Bagel
I won't
bites. Fuck, yeah. If you want to sponsor the show, you holler at your boy. Love me some bagel bites.
Maybe give us some free samples?
Yeah, some free Big Birds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on. You know who hates bagel bites, Ben?
Who's that, Lou?
This guy in our last story. Did I say guy? I meant total and complete fuck face. The headline reads, Russian strategist suggests nuking Yellowstone. The rest of the world would see a catastrophe, but, quote, the U.S. will cease to exist. This man believes that the best way for Russia to solve its problems with America would be to trigger a nuclear weapon at Yellowstone National Park and hope that it would set off a super volcano destroying the continent.
Which, for, you know, unless he doesn't know his geography, that's also going to destroy Mexico and Canada.
It could destroy Russia because Alaska is so close to Russia and Alaska's on a huge fault line.
Yeah, but Russia's so goddamn big, I don't think they're gonna care if they lose a little portion of it.
I just think that this is amazing because this guy like legitimately pitched this too. Like he pitched this as an idea. He was like, here's how we can solve that pesky little America problem. Mr. Putin, if that's your real name, you bear-humping bastard.
And then he was probably executed for saying that.
Well, no, because Putin, I think, probably has a good sense of humor. Said no one ever except for me. I think probably what's going down here is that Russian people still really don't like us. And that's probably not good. But I think it's interesting that that's the best idea that he has. Is the off chance that by nuking Yellowstone, it will set off some sort of super volcano. And I'm like, did you get that from Austin Powers? Like, is that where this idea came from? Because I'm pretty sure that's the idea they tried to use.
And his reasoning for this is to, quote-unquote, stop all of the aggression against Russia, end quote. And I got to be honest, I don't know what aggression he's talking about. Because
all I know is they started it.
Yeah, I mean, any aggression with Russia is kind of self-created. We didn't really force them to do anything they've done in the past 25 years. So I don't get where he has his claims come from, because it doesn't make any sense. And he wrote an alternative thing, this man, where he would nuke the San Andreas fault line so that it could set off earthquakes, which could also decimate large parts of America. And his hope would be that it would create a tsunami a mile deep that would wash across the U.S. for nearly 1,000 miles inland. So this guy really does not like America.
I mean, right back at you, pal. But we're not sitting over here trying to think about how to destroy your country either, you jerk. And again, he's not really thinking this through, because if it did set off a super volcano, like, that would be bad for everybody. Like, really, it would be. The amount of ash and shit it would shoot into the sky, it'd be bad for everybody. So he didn't really think this through. But he's Russian, so he has the education of, like, a seventh grade American kid who goes to boarding school. I think that's fair. I think that's a very vivid and fair description. Because by going to boarding school, they got a more thorough education. They just dropped out in the seventh grade. They knew everything they needed to know. They could make vodka out of just about anything, and they knew how to hand-to-hand combat fight a bear.
The man has a quote-unquote theory that NATO is amassing strength against Russia, and that the only way to combat that problem is to attack America's vulnerabilities to ensure a complete destruction of the enemy. But NATO also includes England and Canada. So, I mean, if you're going to try to get one part of the puzzle gone, you might as well just go for all of it. Which at this point, Canada and the UK will also laugh in your face, because, let's be real, Putin is not that stupid, and Putin is not going to allow a nuclear strike on his allies.
Right.
Because one man does not like America. That's not going to happen.
And look, Russia, don't flatter yourself. You guys can't even take over the Ukraine. Like, who are you crapping? Like, for real. You guys have been fighting with Ukraine for months now, and you are no closer to reattaining Ukraine than you were when this crap started. So what makes you think you can fight with the big boys? That's an honest question.
I mean, Russia's biggest problem right now is that they're dealing with bears that are drunk. They're literally getting alcoholic bears. And if that's a problem you're facing, I mean, man, I hope that you have bigger problems than
but
that.
But you know what, Ben? I feel like if most people in Russia are like you, that won't be a problem at all. You'll just step out of the way when it lunges at you, and you're home free, right? Isn't that the defense you used?
Yeah, that was last week, though.
I don't care about that. It's important to remember the past, Ben. It's your heritage. It's where you come from. Okay, so Russia still wants us dead. That's fine. Russia sucks. Right?
Yeah. I mean, looking at the map where they think if it was set off in Yellowstone, the destruction, it would reach from about all the way through North Dakota, a little bit into Canada. It's a kind of like a triangle. So the triangle starts like at North Dakota, goes to about Los Angeles, reaches over to about halfway through Louisiana, and then goes up back to North Dakota. So, Lou, you and I would be fine.
I mean, that's great and all, but actually we probably wouldn't be. Because again, if there was a super volcano on American soil, we would get a nuclear winter effectively. So we'd all die anyways.
And there's a part of it that's touching Canada, so if this happens and hits Canada, I mean, now you're making this really, really international.
Yeah, now you're just mean. Like, what did Canada ever do to anybody? That's just rude. It's not very nice of you.
I mean, Canada is like the Switzerland of North America. Yeah. They're always, you know, neutral.
And what have you got against Mexico? Mexico's never done anything to you, Russia. Don't be mean. You guys are jerks.
You can hate us all you want, but don't bring our allies into this. What do they do to you?
Yeah, man. Why you always gotta be picking fights, Russia? Like I said, man, you can't even take over the Ukraine. What the fuck makes you think that you're gonna be able to sneak some nuclear bombs into Yosemite National Park? Please.
It has been noted that Yellowstone does present an opportunity for Russia, but it depends on the quote-unquote political will, end quote, of Russia's leaders. One man said, quote, the power of this supervolcano would prove disastrous for the U.S., end quote. And he's right. It would. It absolutely would. But like I said before, Russian leaders are not dense. They're not going to do that. There's no reason for them to do that. At least I would like to believe so.
Ah, Ben, you're a dreamer of dreams.
And plus, you know why they shouldn't attack us, Lou?
Why is that, Ben?
Because if they attack us, they will never be able to get delicious porcupine cookies.
You're goddamn right. I love porcupine cookies. They're gluten-free, wheat-free, soy-free, flourless. They're incredible. They also now have paleo. Is that how I say it? Paleo?
I always said paleo, but I don't
paleo?
Know.
Paleo? Yeah, I don't know how to say this one. This isn't a Camaro situation. Sorry, Ben, I couldn't resist. And I may never be able to let that go. Just like when I have a porcupine cookie, I can't let it go. Be sure to go and place your orders. You can find all the information on our webpage. They also do cakes now, Ben.
Yes, they do.
Can't wait to get my complimentary porcupine cookie cake. Hint, hint, wink, wink. I might have to order one. I bet it's delicious. Anyways, do yourself a favor. If you live in the greater Seattle area, you're luckier than the rest of us. You can go into several stores in the area. Ben, do you know which ones are currently carrying the porcupine cookies?
Yes. Old Country Bakery, Juju Beat, and Ma Boulange Bakery all have porcupine cookies.
Beautiful.
So you can find us on Facebook at The News Chew with Ben and Lou. You can find us on Twitter at The News Chew. You can email us, but we never fucking check it. So it'd be better to just contact Lou or myself directly. So Lou, any parting words for this week?
Steer clear of Old Faithful.